WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the fast-growing Park wildfire, which has already burned nearly 240,000 acres and is 0% contained. The fire threatening the town of Paradise, the site of the deadly 2018 wildfire that killed about 85 people. The opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics taking place Friday in a dazzling yet damp display along the River Seine.
People here were soaked. There were some people that left, but for the most part, people powered through with ponchos and umbrellas and tried to keep their spirits up, I think because this was such a historic night.
ABC's Inés de la Cutera there. French authorities, meanwhile, continue to investigate acts of sabotage against the country's high-speed rail system that disrupted service. Nearly 2 weeks after his near assassination, the FBI confirming Friday that it was indeed a bullet that struck the ear of former President Trump. This comes amid conflicting accounts of what actually injured him. This is ABC News. A warning about health risks linked to some types of pots and pans commonly found in household kitchens. ABC's Derek Dennis explains.
It's called the Teflon flu, people getting sick from a release of chemicals used on certain nonstick cookware. Health experts say waterproofing products like Teflon and Scotchgard, when overheated, can lead to high chemical exposure, resulting in possible hormone imbalance, miscarriage, developmental issues, and cancer. The advice?
Check your cookware. If it's got a lot of wear and tear on it, if you've had it for longer than 3 and 5 years, then you probably should replace them.
ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. More than 250 Teflon flu cases reported to the CDC last year alone. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
New hope for patients and doctors looking to alleviate wait times for those in need of heart transplants. A groundbreaking procedure taking place in Houston as surgeons implanted a new device that was a total artificial heart. Doctors able to remove half of a man's heart and completely replace it. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to protect communities from sudden hospital closures. As James Kelly reports, it's a response to what happened in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year.
The new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. I'm James Kelly.
Baldwin is running for re-election against challenger Eric Hovde. Emerald ash borers have been found in all 72 Wisconsin counties as of Friday. The tree-killing pest was first spotted in Wisconsin in 2008. The Department of Natural Resources says one day they'll kill virtually all of Wisconsin's ash trees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have open padded practices today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Contract talks with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, continue with the team. How long can it take for a deal to get done? Kenny Clark, who just signed a 3-year contract worth $64 million, says his negotiations began in February.
The combine, for real. You know, it's been a long negotiation, stressful at times, good at times, you know, up and down. So, you know, just happy we finally got it done.
The University of Wisconsin granting Chris McIntosh a new five-year contract. He took over as the athletic director in 2021. He'll now be paid at least $1.5 million per year through 2029. Baseball. Brewers back in town. They face the Marlins tonight. Pat Murphy has renamed relief pitcher Jacob Junis after his performance Wednesday at Wrigley.
We got the Corvette out of the garage, and he threw three spectacular, his best of the year. I mean, he's been good for us all year, but that was three spectacular innings.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Right now it's 61.
Earl Ingram.
Tune into the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll react to the news from the weekend and talk about the issues impacting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of the Tom Hartman Program. That's me with you. And the Proud Boys are back. Aaron Rosten writing over at Reuters. This is a long, complex article, and I'm not going to go through it all with you. But his summary is the Proud Boys are back. I mean, as the headline says, he says, since the January 6th Capitol riot, four former Proud Boys have been convicted in federal court of seditious conspiracy, each sentenced to 15 or more years in prison. At least another 70 members were charged with participating in the violence. But that crackdown has not stopped the Proud Boys. After last Thursday's historic verdict against Trump, an Ohio Proud Boys chapter vowed war. This article must be a month old or so. An Ohio Proud Boys chapter vowed war and posted a video of Proud Boys street brawls that ended with the message, "Fighting solves everything." A Miami chapter said, "Now more than ever, we are recruiting." One Proud Boy told Reuters that America is in a period of calm before the storm. And dozens of Proud Boys, some in body armor and helmets, marked the third anniversary of the January 6th insurrection with a show of force at the State House in Columbus, Ohio. On April 20th, nearly a dozen that would be Hitler's birthday. Nearly a dozen gathered for a rally at Trump's Republican campaign in Wilmington, North Carolina. More recently, groups of Proud Boys from two chapters mixed with tens of thousands of Trump supporters in Wildwood, New Jersey in May. And Trump himself has not ruled out the possibility of political violence this fall. He said, if we don't win, you know, it depends, when he was asked by Time magazine if he expected violence. He said, if I'm jailed or put under house arrest, I'm not sure the public would stand for it. At a certain point, there's a breaking point. So, you know, be aware. The violent prone are still with us and still active, and in fact, you know, trying to grow their ranks. Meanwhile, the attacks against Kamala Harris are coming fast and furious. New Republic has written, Melissa Jira Grant just wrote a brilliant piece. It's titled, "The Violent Implications of the Jezebel Attacks on Kamala Harris." And for example, Kellyanne Conway on Sunday on Fox so-called News said, she does not speak well, she does not work hard. Now, these are two classic slurs thrown against black people, you know, the way that they speak and that they're, quote, lazy. You know, this J.D. Vance went with that same lazy trope, suggesting that Harris was basically a welfare queen. He said, "What the hell have you done other than collect a government check for the past 20 years?" at a campaign rally earlier this week. It was on Monday of this week. But the most horrifying attack, Melissa Grant points out, was launched by a fellow by the name of Lance Wallnau. Lance is one of the major voices in the Christian nationalist movement, a big supporter of Trump. He's met with Trump. And he also helped mobilize people for the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. And he's a leading prophet in what's called the New Apostolic Reformation, which is this Protestant group that wants to turn America into a theocracy. And he said on Monday that Kamala Harris, quote, represents the spirit of Jezebel, and in a way that'll be even much more ominous than Hillary because she'll bring a racial component and she's younger, end quote. I mean, this is, you know, racist and misogynistic rhetoric at a really, turned up to 11, turned up to a squeal. Jezebel, of course, was, if I'm remembering my Bible correctly, the wife of Ahab, King Ahab, and, not the sea captain of lore, but the Israeli king thousands of years ago. And I believe she was killed by the prophet, what was it, Isaiah, I think? Anyway, they threw her out a window. She was accused of being hypersexual and taking, you know, putting men under her influence with her sexuality. That's where Jezebel comes from. And in America, Melissa Grant notes, to call a black woman a Jezebel harkens back to America's racist and misogynistic history of casting black women as insatiably sexual, which served to justify slaveholding men's systematic sexual assault of enslaved women. And to say that she has a Jezebel spirit is also to say that she's a danger to men, that she's barely a human being, that she's hell-bent on seducing men to their destruction and stealing their power. Walnau goes on to say that it's important for Christians to, quote, start getting involved with the warfare. He called both Trump and Harris flawed instruments of God, now locked in a spiritual contest. He said, Biden's out like we prophesied. Kamala is in, like I said, in 2018. My guess is that the devil's plan is to make her president. And then he goes on, this is just bizarre stuff. I think it was Elijah actually ultimately killed her, but Jezebel. But, you know, the threats are real. The violent rhetoric, the violent groups, Hitler rose to power with the brown shirts, with Mussolini it was the black shirts. Fascist movements always have a violent street component. And liberal groups don't. you only see this with fascist groups. There are left-wing fascist groups as well. I think you could safely argue that Lenin was a left-wing fascist. You've got nothing like that in America. There is no left-wing fascist movement in America. There were some people in the Weather Underground, in fact, I knew one of them who ended up in prison, who you could argue were left-wing fascists. But that whole movement in the United States, first of all, was never of any consequence, and secondly, is long, long dead. But on the right, there is an active, aggressive, violent fascist movement that has already claimed a number of lives. They killed three police officers and five civilians on January 6th. They killed Heather Heyer. When you look at political violence in the United States, the vast majority of the political murders that have been committed over the last 20 years have been committed by right-wingers. And the percentage by left-wingers is like under 3%. I mean, it's just tiny, tiny, tiny. And I'm not even sure you could legitimately call most of those people left-wingers. So, all that said, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. There was a problem with my phone yesterday, but I wanted to thank you for once again sounding the alarm on the fascist threat that Trump and MAGA represent. You know, your piece yesterday and President Biden's speech on Wednesday, their warnings that MAGA doesn't just want to take us back to the 1950s, they want to take us back to the 1850s, the Confederate South. And apropos of that, I think a good slogan for the Harris campaign would be People First, America Forward. But as far as the VP pick goes, I've been advocating for Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You know, she's got a 68% approval rating in Michigan, which is a crucial swing state, as we know. And in my opinion, two strong, smart women, they'd offer quite a contrast to the misogyny and ignorance of the MAGA bros. But having said that, Tom, I'm a firm believer in the power of unions, and organized labor really loved Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. And then last night, David Hogg, the Gen Z founder of March for Our Lives, I saw him tell Lawrence O'Donnell that David personally endorses Governor Walz for VP. So, you know, I'd be all on board for it. Yeah, I mean, you got a Gen Z and organized labor on your side. Those are pretty good endorsements. Yeah. So, you know, I'd be all on board for a Harris-Walz ticket. And I think it would, him being from the upper Midwest, I think it really would help shore up the blue wall in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And as one of your callers pointed out, he is only 60 years old. So, you know, he's plenty young as a VP pick. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm all in favor of Tim Walz. I didn't know much about him until I started looking into him today, and, you know, people started calling and suggesting him. And, you know, my apologies to our listeners in Wisconsin, or in Minnesota, excuse me. Go ahead.
And, you know, Tom, and speaking of labor, you know, Mark Kelly, he hasn't even signed on to the PRO Act. You know, I think he just this week came out and said he is in favor of it, but he hasn't even been for it this whole time. So yeah. I think that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, you know, there is an abundance of great talent on the Democratic side is the bottom line. You know, it's just and when you look at the Republican Party and you say, where are the statesmen and women? They just, you know, Mitt Romney leaving, I think, is, you know, don't, you know, close the door after you, Mitt, turn the lights off. Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour here at the home of the political revolution. We'll be right back. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient, just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. And it does more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, this type of clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing, plus 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and you enter the promo code TOM. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured. But in my heart, I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's up?
Happy Freya's Day. You know, she was a goddess of love. And I think the Democrats should say, Democrats love women more better. Because Democrats are phylogenist, the opposite of misogynist or phylogenist, and that's what Democrats are. But I want to talk about the Senate. Late at night, one night on July the 7th, Amon on MSNBC was talking about how the good intentions of the founding fathers have gone awry. You know, with the Electoral College, we've had these pseudo elections where minority people got put in, selected as president, not elected.
George Bush and Donald Trump,
Yes, exactly. Pseudo elections. All right. Now, he talked about the Senate, the good intentions to promote democracy, which is supposed to be the majority rules, but the Senate has gone awry because like 30% of the population controls 70 of the senators. Now, indulge me in a fantasy brainstorm. You know, maybe there would be a reform movement in the future where they eliminate the Senate and have a unicameral House of Representatives with about 600 members or something and do away with the Senate. But barring that, Tom, with the minority controlling the Senate and thwarting the rule and the wish of the majority, is there any reform that can be done to make the Senate work better? Or does it need to be abolished because it's promote, as Iman talked about, is promoting minority control? Yeah. And people want abortion for women. People want gun control. People want all these things that the minority is suppressing.
Yeah, reasonable health care, free college. No, I'm with you, Kina. Kino, instead of the two options that you suggested, I would suggest a third option. Back in the 1980s, the Republicans realized that control of America could be achieved by and large by controlling the Senate.
And as you point out, you know, right now about 30% of Americans, you know, are represented in the red states that, are the Senate. And so what they did is they set up this infrastructure of right-wing radio stations in low population states. It was very inexpensive. I mean, you know, to buy a radio station in a city like Portland or a big city like New York can cost you $2-3 million here in Portland and probably $50 or $100 million in New York. But to buy a radio station in some little town in Oklahoma, you could probably do that for $250,000 and or build one from scratch. And so, you know, they set up this network of right-wing radio throughout the 80s and throughout the 90s in these red states and used that to basically turn those states just hard right. You know, a lot of these states were controlled by Democrats up until relatively recently, just the last 20 years or so. And I believe that right-wing radio was the main thing that made the change. And Democrats never got the memo. And, you know, what Democrats should do, in my opinion, is target a handful, five or six, of the smaller red states, you know, Oklahoma, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, you know, I'd have to look at a map, but anyhow, you know, Montana, a handful of the lower population red states where media is cheap, and start buying radio stations and putting progressive talk radio on there, and I realize I have a dog in this fight. They don't have to put me on the air. There's a lot of good progressive talent out there. But get you know, a Democratic, a progressive Democratic message out, and you know, provide some competition for the right-wing radio. You won't see instant results, but I can tell you, you know, Air America Radio went into became a thing in, as I recall, late 2004, might have been early 2005. And there's a whole bunch of people who give credit for Obama winning in 2008. To the fact that we had, we were on 54 radio stations across the nation when I was on Air America Radio, when Air America existed. And we helped get Obama elected. I don't think Obama would have been elected if we didn't have Air America, because we were on the air in all those states, and then got him reelected. And then it wasn't until Mitt Romney decided that he wanted to run for office that he had his company, Bain Capital, buy Clear Channel, because we were, all 54 of the stations we were on were Clear Channel stations, and kick us off the air, which they did. And, you know, that was the end of that. So that's my strategy, Keith.
Can I say, there's a book that addresses white rural rage. The Democrats should do more for these states that are losing population.
I'm with you. Well, they're doing a lot. I mean, they're building roads and bridges like crazy, and but nobody's messaging it. And that's the problem. Keno, I got to run, but thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the fast-growing Park wildfire, which has already burned nearly 240,000 acres and is 0% contained. The fire threatening the town of Paradise, the site of the deadly 2018 wildfire that killed about 85 people. The opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics taking place Friday in a dazzling yet damp display along the River Seine.
People here were soaked. There were some people that left, but for the most part, people powered through with ponchos and umbrellas and tried to keep their spirits up, I think because this was such a historic night.
ABC's Inés de Lucutera there. French authorities, meanwhile, continue to investigate acts of sabotage against the country's high-speed rail system that disrupted service. Nearly 2 weeks after his near assassination, the FBI confirming Friday that it was indeed a bullet that struck the ear of former President Trump. This comes amid conflicting accounts of what actually injured him. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is well represented at the Paris Olympics. Here's Lisa Hale.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin's largest school district has an interim superintendent. The Milwaukee Public School Board voted Thursday to place the district's acting superintendent, Eduardo Galvan, into the interim position. He's overseen MPS since Keith Posley resigned in June. The board plans to conduct a national search for a permanent superintendent. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're tired of Ryan Reynolds as a good guy stories, this won't help. Leslie Uggams, who was working as an actress before Reynolds was born, plays his sidekick in the new film Deadpool and Wolverine. The 81-year-old actress says Reynolds made her feel safe in the new high-octane Marvel flick. Uggams plays foul-mouthed blind Al a long way from her Emmy-winning role of Kizzy in the miniseries Roots in 1977. Deadpool and Wolverine opened this past weekend in theaters. The lovable Natalie from Facts of Life, also known as Mindy Cohen, has a beef with former castmates. The New York Post reports that a Facts of Life revival was 86th by one of the cast members. According to Cohen, TV legend Norman Lear approached the four actresses about reuniting for a reboot. The meetings took place over Zoom during COVID. Cohen said one of the actresses went behind the other's backs and tried to set up her own deal for her own show. The Post says Cohen did not specify which cast member it was. I really hope it wasn't Tootie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, hot, humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Right now it's 61.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer is sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Radio waves bouncing through the sky, traveling far beyond where stars reside. Messages and melodies carried on the breeze across the endless cosmos through the galaxy seas. Radio waves in the sky.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Sean. I wanted to talk about the espionage case against Trump. And I think that Jack Smith... Yes. I think Jack Smith should withdraw his appeal, actually. I think this is not the right way to take that second bite of the apple here for this, because I think that what's going to happen is, even if he wins the appeal, then he's going to have to try and get her dismissed from the case. You know, it's, he's got a lot of evidence, but I think that's very risky, because if she still stays on the case, then it's a whole waste of time, because she's in charge of sentencing. You know, she'll give him a month of probation, even if it's a conviction. It's just, she's completely shown her cards. She's completely biased. It's a total waste of time.
Right.
And in fact, there's no reason that apparently the attorney general can just put his name over Jack Smith's and just refile the case, and Merrick Garland should just prosecute, because this is a huge national security issue. I mean, I can't believe that that there hasn't been an investigation. I can't believe Trump hasn't been asked who he's told and been interrogated and questioned. Yeah. I mean, this is shocking.
I suspect all that stuff will come after the election, John. I think that they've been holding back because we're so close to the election, and they don't want it to seem like the Biden administration is persecuting Trump or trying to go after a political enemy, as much as Trump is squealing about that. This should have been done, frankly, 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago.
Right, but the idea of this whole thing that they can't seem partisan is why we're in this mess to begin with.
I agree.
It's a joke. It's as if did Merrick Garland think that the Republicans would not blame Biden anyway, even if no matter who took up this case?
God only knows what he thought. I mean, you know, there is some truth to the fact that it does take time to prepare a case, but it didn't take 3 years. It didn't take 2.5 years for them to prepare this case. And for that matter, they could have gone after him for the things that Robert Mueller found. Robert Mueller found 10 cases, 10 examples. He documented them, 10 examples of Donald Trump committing the obstruction of justice, trying to cover up his connections to Russia. And they're all prosecutable, and they were all prosecutable. And most of them were still within the statute of limitations after Biden became president.
And this is why I think Kamala's first duty is to fire Merrick Garland immediately, day one. And I don't know why she doesn't even.
Well, she was a prosecutor. She was an attorney general. She knows what's going on. You know, yeah.
Right.
I agree with you.
I mean, Biden's going to have his own son put to jail because of their own weaknesses. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And just one quick point. This whole predicament gets the same mentality back in 2016 when James Comey thought, well, you know, I don't want to seem partisan, so even though I would never do this, I'm going to bring up the email case right at the last minute because he's afraid of the fascist blowback.
I'm not sure it was that. James Comey's a lifelong Republican. I think he might have just wanted to hurt Hillary, which is what he did.
No, I don't. Well, maybe.
I mean, it was a true October surprise.
It backfired on him because I think he thought, whatever he thought, right, it was a huge gift to Trump, and he gets fired for it, you know. Yeah. I mean, my opinion, I hear what you're saying, and that could be, but I really think that it's that whole fascist, you know, blowing at people that they get scared and they're afraid, right, and they think that they better cow a bit. They better not be, you know, and because they think that they're on the right side and they think that their way is going to work, but it never does. And Hillary would have easily won if that didn't happen. And I blame this all on Comey back then. So
yeah, I'm with you. I got it, John. Thank you very much. Right. Ricky in Castro Valley, California. Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Good to hear you. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I'm thinking Shapiro, maybe Kelly. But Shapiro should likely have to soften his stance in Israel and align himself with future President Kamala.
He gave a speech today. He gave a speech on behalf of Kamala Harris today, and I have not heard it. I just saw, you know, little clips of it on MSNBC that's playing here in the studio, just in case, you know, any big news breaks. And I am looking forward to reading the transcript of that speech and see what he said. I don't know.
Well, he's an attack dog. He's a firebrand, and he just really goes relentlessly after Trump, which is actually would be great for him, because could you imagine him and Grand off with JD, whoever he is?
Yeah.
He would just eat that guy for lunch.
Yeah, his real name is James Donald Bowman. But and then for a while, he called himself Jimmy Hamill. So I don't know.
That's a product of self-hatred. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't like who he is, and he clearly has come across in his book as he sort of trashed his entire family. But real quick, Tom, I know you got to go. I was the deputy district director for Congresswoman Barbara Lee back in the mid 2000s. I was there for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. We collaborated with Kamala and with Ron Dellums. Mm-hmm. She is a brilliant, kind, thoughtful person. Mm-hmm. This racial stuff that they're going to come out with will be countered, because we're not having it. You have white women having calls, Hispanics, you know, gay people, black people. Look, we're not having it this time around. You know, I was in great despair when Joe stepped down. My wife and I were just distraught. And I have been so energized. So much so, I'm giving weekly to Kamala's campaign. I have volunteered to work on her behalf. And the great irony of this, Tom, is way back when she was elected DA of San Francisco, I was asked to do a catering job through a friend from college for her banquet or gathering. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'm like, I can't afford it. I'm sorry, because they couldn't really pay me. And now I'm thinking, here I am 20 years later or so, I wish I'd have done that. That would have been a great...
You would have, yeah.
Hey, that might have been my entree into her world.
Yeah.
But I did, you know, those years with Barbara Lee was so fruitful. We were down in South Carolina, Gio was getting out the vote. We worked very hard for President Obama, and I intend to do the same for Kamala as a retired man who has nothing else to do but to give back. But we're in a better place. I am so much more confident. I don't understand this Trump phenomenon. We are a sick country. But if they can do it in Europe, we can do it here.
Yeah. God bless you, Ricky. And Barbara Lee is iconic. She is just one of the great stateswomen of our time. Ricky, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the encouraging note. Richard in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for mentioning that article. I forget what it was in on Opus Dei.
Yeah.
And in that article, I
can tell you what it was in just a second.
Hey, days.
It's... hang on just a minute. Here it is. It was in The Guardian. It's in The Guardian today.
Okay, today. Okay, well, I knew. Okay, anyway, it also says Leonard Leo goes to that formation every Friday with Roberts.
Yes.
They're both the same. And you should tell, Opus Dei means work of God when you translate it. So that gives you a clue as those folks are thinking as to what they're doing. both Opus Dei wants to take the church back before Vatican II, which is roughly the late 1950s.
Yeah, they want to go back to the Latin Mass,
Yeah, they do. In fact, that's what you get. It's anyway.
Yeah.
So do the MAGA Republicans. They have that in common.
Yeah.
That's kind of where they're heading.
See, I think they should go back to the Latin Mass.
Please.
Well, no, look at how Jews learn Hebrew in order to go through their bar mitzvah.
There's a kind of thing
to it that I think strengthens people, and I like the idea of people being strengthened in their faith, whether it's Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever.
I've heard you talk about learning and how learning music, et cetera, helps your old brain, which is mine, is 80 years old. But the problem is what goes along with that Latin Mass.
Yeah.
Very anti-Jewish, very...
Oh, no, I get all that. I'm not a fan of the historic anti-Semitism.
And little kids are bored to tears with... Anyway, enough of that.
But I think it's also important to note that the Catholic Church is, you know, while they have had a very checkered past, they've also had, you know, some very, very high points in their present. I mean, you know, the movement for human and civil rights in the 60s, a lot of that came out of Catholics. You know, Father Berrigan
I can name you saints that are, you know, saintly people that
we named our oldest daughter after Teresa of Avila. You know, Interior Castle and Dark Night of the Soul, Saint John of the Cross are two of my favorite books. I reread them every 4 or 5 years.
And Mother Teresa came to Little Rock, and when I met her, just something about looking into her eyes. I don't know. I can't tell you.
She's a good person.
This is just getting way off the subject.
Yeah,
well, she's also got problems, but they're tough, though. This Opus Dei people, as you read, even Francis can't control them.
Yeah.
So, and I guess let me finish. The church, the founding fathers are correct. Keep church and state separate.
Yeah. So, amen. Yep. And
thank you.
I'm with you. Thank you, Richard. And I'll stop talking about the Catholic Church when the Catholic Church stops dropping millions and millions of dollars a year into anti-abortion and political activity in the United States. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle Maple Glazed Salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score. But just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score. But it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we got to need the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future, for what's right.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mike in El Paso, Texas. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I just wanted to say that, or I want to talk about how, you know, how the fascism seems to be setting in. And if you read the capitalist texts or, like, books that Lenin wrote, he says that fascism is just capitalism in decline.
Yeah, I have read Lenin, you know, and I'm not, you know. I read the Communist Manifesto.
Basically, the main problem with capitalism is that the workers that work for a business producing goods don't get paid enough to buy back all the stuff that they produce,
yeah.
Right?
So I think that, you know, when the Communist Manifesto was written, the idea of regulated capitalism, heavily regulated capitalism, like we see in, particularly in the Scandinavian countries right now, didn't exist. And I think that there is a clear alternative to fascism, which is the merger of state and corporate interests on the one hand, communism, where there is no corporate interest, everything is run by the state. On the other hand, you know, in this middle ground, that we don't need to go with laissez-faire raw capitalism like Republicans have been pitching since 1980. Instead, you know, regulated capitalism has been demonstrated to work. We just need to get money out of politics, and we need to be, you know, breaking up big corporations. We need to be enforcing the antitrust acts. And you know, having reasonable regulations. Mike, thanks for the call. Janet in Strongville, Ohio. Hey, Janet, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, my choices for VP, my first choice was Pete Buttigieg. I don't think that's going to happen. I love the idea of Julian Castro, you have the best callers who call in with great ideas, but also someone that I've been thinking about a lot is David Pepper. I know he's a good friend, but he has no, you know, name recognition, but man, is he smart.
Yeah. They're going to want somebody with a governing background, and I think the top of his career in that regard was, you know, running the Democratic Party in Ohio, which I don't think is going to qualify him for VP.
That is true.
He is
that
brilliant,
is true,
though.
People
he is.
Need to keep.
I love him. He's a great man.
J.D. Vance is a fraud. He is. Yeah. He was brought to Mar-a-Lago by Peter Thiel, and people just, they should never mention J.D. Vance without mentioning Peter Thiel, who is an awful libertarian billionaire who will do terrible things to this country, and especially to poor people, should he be, should, heaven forbid, Donald Trump be elected. Tim Ryan never should have lost to him. I never heard, Tim Ryan did not have to run against J.D. Vance. He just needed to run against Peter Thiel, and I never heard those words come out of his mouth.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Anyway, but the one thing I wanted to say, and why I will be forever grateful for Donald Trump, and I say this to a very good Democratic friend of mine, is Donald Trump managed to knock Jeb Bush out of the 2016 primary. Jeb was whining on and on during one of the debates about how great his mother was, and Trump looked over at him and said, then why isn't your mother running? And his campaign collapsed like a deck of cards, shortly
low energy
thereafter.
Jeb, yeah. No, I recall.
Yes.
And Jeb was the guy who handed the 2000 election to George by knocking 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls in Florida, three or four or five, 6 months before the election. Greg Palast blew that story open. Greg's got another one that he's going to be sharing with us too next week, by the way. Janet, I got to move along, but thank you. Spot on. I agree. Very, very well said. Mike in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about federal public land.
Mm-hmm.
And we as American citizens, we own 640 million acres of federal public land in this country. And since the 1980s, the Reagan sagebrush rebels, the Republican platform has included the privatization of that 640 million acres of land.
That is also
part of Project 2025.
Yep.
So any American that hikes or hunts or fishes or enjoys drinking clean water or breathing clean air should be against the GOP privatization of our federal public land.
And well said, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off. I'm out of time. Well said. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the fine people who work on this program. And to you, thank you so much for listening or watching or participating or calling and for sharing our show with your friends and letting our advertisers and stations on your list. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend, we'll recap it. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A day after meeting with President Biden and Vice